It is Monday, August 5th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten, in part, by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The Eureka Springs Original Ozark Folk Festival presents a live recording of Michael Jonathan's Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour on Saturday, October 26th, in the City Auditorium. This recording will be aired on public radio and television stations, as well as the Armed Forces Radio Network. A limited amount of tickets now available online at the AUD. That's AUD.org. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a Facebook job posting a day approach to getting people in the Fort Smith region who are looking for work connected to potential employers. Work Fort Smith is taking a small but consistent path to connecting those seeking work to those seeking employees. We'll also review the past 7 days in Arkansas politics and business with Roby Brock from Talk Business Arkansas and two approaches to solar power, including area high school students taking to a swimming pool to test their newly created solar-powered boats. And Meredith Martin-Motes continues her series on books about Arkansas with a review of a study of the man who brought electricity to the state, Harvey Couch. First, new revenue numbers for the state show that during the first month of the fiscal year, Arkansas had a surplus of nearly 2%. John Shelnut, an economist with the Department of Finance and Administration, says in July, net available revenue totaled $410 million.
Sales tax collections came in above forecast with 4.5% growth. That's the second month in a row of fairly good growth in sales tax, which had been down in many months in the past year. Motor vehicle sales helped push the sales tax collections higher.
There was a drop in individual income tax collections, but Shelnut says that was offset by an increase in corporate tax collections.
It's nice to start off the year with an amount above forecast and create a buffer there.
Overall, the state's revenue shows growth of 4.5% compared to last year. The Bentonville Bella Vista Chamber of Commerce is supporting the millage campaign by the Bentonville School District. Dana Davis, president of the Chamber of Commerce, says the chamber's support of the election is more than just a piece of paper and that the chamber will actively support the issue.
We're going to be involved with the school board, the school system, and we're going to be involved with businesses and making sure that the message gets out there to individuals and making sure they understand, first of all, it's a business decision. Secondly, it is about the kids in the schools and the fact that we have reached capacity and that we're going to be significantly over capacity. Even if this is adopted, by the time the new school is built, we are going to be probably 1,000 students over what would be the ideal capacity for the existing school.
Davis says it's imperative that the community hear of the importance of the millage election from a business perspective, which is why he says the chamber is one of the tools in delivering that message. One way the chamber says it is helping deliver the message is by being part of a legislative ballot question committee, which the chamber board authorized Davis to form.
Which is the committee that you have to form with the State Ethics Commission in order to be a proponent for or against something and to raise money. And so they've authorized me to do that. They've authorized me to open a bank account so we will actually be receiving those funds and distributing those funds as expenses come up. So we'll be engaged from that perspective. We will be out in the community, certainly as part of the Speaker's Bureau, making sure that people understand what the issue is and that we think this is the way that we have to proceed in order to solve it.
The millage election is scheduled for September 17th. The Illinois River Watershed Partnership has received more than $1 million through grants to fund green infrastructures and water filtration projects in Benton and Washington counties. Delia Hawk, director of the Watershed Partnership, says the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency provided about 57% of the funds, while local sponsors of the IRWP provided the matching 43%, or about $442,000. Hawk says one of the projects to use the money will involve installation of green infrastructure at five trailheads along the Razorback Regional Greenway.
The Greenway follows many of our upland creeks and streams here in the watershed. And so we want the Greenway to be enjoyed, of course, but we want to educate people on how they can protect land and water. There's such a great connection. Can't protect the water if you're not protecting what happens on the land. and we're working with the cities and the Alta Greenways on those projects.
Hawk says another project using grant money will involve installation of green infrastructure at the group's watershed sanctuary being developed in Cave Springs. She says developing green infrastructure at the cave and springs there should have an impact on water quality downstream.
Out of that cave, then the water underground spring goes into a lake and then into an outfall into Osage Creek, on down to the Illinois River, on down through Oklahoma, and so on. So what we do here upstream in this urban water and urban forest impacts everything downstream of here. So we want to put green infrastructure features here that protect this property, but also protect everything downstream because of the benefits that are being put in here locally.
Both projects are expected to be completed in 3 years. Fayetteville has made it onto yet another top 10 list. The city is ranked 9th on the top 10 best college towns 2013 by livability.com. According to the website, students at the University of Arkansas are celebrated for their community outreach through initiatives like the Full Circle Food Pantry, helping with literacy programs for elementary school children, and for involvement in the Clinton Global Initiative. Livability.com also noted that Fayetteville has turned into a haven for entrepreneurs and innovative companies, and that attractions like Walton Arts Center, Bikes, Blues and Barbecue, and Dixon Street add to the city's appeal. Fayetteville was ranked ahead of College Station, Texas, while Boulder, Colorado was ranked as the best college town in the country. Beginning this evening, one northbound and one southbound lane each of Interstate 540 will be closed between exits 69 and 72 in Springdale. The lane closures will take place between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. through Friday as crews begin preparing for construction of Interstate 540 and Don Tyson Parkway interchange. Starting next week and continuing through November 1st, all lanes of traffic will be open, but the shoulders will be closed along that same stretch of interstate. Former women's Razorback golfer Stacey Lewis won the British Open yesterday. She shot an even par 72 in the final round of competition. In total, she shot 280 through the four rounds of the tournament. Lewis's win makes her the second Razorback to win at St. Andrews. Former Hog John Daly won the British Open on the men's side of the professional tournament in 1995. Stacey Lewis is only the second American woman who's won the event and the only American who has won more than one major in the last 5 years. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals had a rough weekend hosting the Tulsa Drillers in Springdale. The Nats were shut out Friday night 5-0. Not much luck on Saturday either, as the Drillers scored 3 in the ninth and had a 6-5 win over the Nats. Last night, the Naturals hung on to a tied ball game into the 11th inning when Tulsa scored after a single and a two-base error. And the Drillers defeated the Naturals last night 3-2 at Arvest Ballpark. Naturals have a day off today. They'll return to the road tomorrow for 6 games in Texas, starting with a 3-game set against Corpus Christi. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-70s. Partly sunny tomorrow, highs between 95 and 100 throughout the listening area. Heat index values as high as 106 tomorrow afternoon for the Arkansas River Valley. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s.
Thank you.